Welcome to the latest edition of WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm Paul Foster. This week, we want to talk with you about the community-based grassroots nonprofit group, the Community Housing Coalition of Madison County, and a special event that will be coming up, an event to benefit the coalition Friday, October 27th. But before we get to that, we want to say good morning to our guest, the executive director of the coalition, Christopher Brown, and filmmaker, and we'll tell you how Kevin Peer ties into all of this. Christopher, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Christopher, let me start with you, if you'd give us some brief background on the Community Housing Coalition of Madison County.
Thanks for having us, Paul. Community Housing Coalition, or as we lovingly call it, CHC, got its starts in the late 90s. It was created as an ad hoc agency here in Madison County to address the quickly debilitating and deteriorating housing stock that was in the county. Local folks didn't have the capacity to manage all the projects and find the resources, so they created the CHC, which worked as a clearinghouse to manage those projects. Over the next 10 years, the agency continued to operate as a volunteer organization. Back in 2008, my predecessor was hired. After looking at what the agency had accomplished thus far, saw that in order to really address the housing needs of Madison County, that a staff and greater resources need to be brought into the agency. A series of grants were written, brought on myself and the rest of the staff team over the next 4 years. Now we average about 150 clients a year. Just got finished our summer program where our four-person staff managed and coordinated 56 projects utilizing 20 different volunteer groups and 15,000 hours of volunteer labor.
One of the programs that your organization offers is called Neighbors Helping Neighbors.
Neighbors Helping Neighbors program is the one we all love to talk about the most. It's really in the spirit of barn raising that we've all talked about and heard about. CHC has seen through experience that the best way to bridge different cultures and backgrounds and generations is by getting dirty together and digging a ditch or fixing a door or a deck or a roof. And so our Neighbors Helping Neighbors program started about 2 years ago. We average about 11 work days per year. On those work days, from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon on a Saturday, we will provide technical assistance, we'll provide volunteer coordination, and all the materials needed for the work day. Usually averages about 20 to 25 people.
We're fixing to ask the other guest, Kevin Peer, how he got connected with Christopher and the Coalition. But before we get into that, Kevin Peer, you may recognize that name, an award-winning filmmaker known for documentaries presented by National Geographic. Kevin, tell us a little bit about your story as a filmmaker.
Well, I've been involved in documentary filmmaking since I graduated from college and way back in 1979. Started with making visitor center films for the National Park Service. The National Park Service had never put somebody on location for long periods of time. It was usually a crew going in and out for a several-day shoot. They found somebody who was willing to spend 8 to 10 months on location in the wilderness eating granola and peanut butter. And so I was very cheap, very, very affordable. Made 3 visitor center films, Everglades National Park, Crater Lake National Park, and Denali National Park and Preserve. Sometime shortly thereafter, National Geographic heard about me, and I was invited to come in and meet with the president of National Geographic and the head of the film division. They told me about a new series that they were trying to get off the ground, a cable television series called Explorer. 2 years later, they hired me. I was the first producer hired for the Explorer series. I worked for them for several years, traveled around the world, making films on everything from Zen archery to the Pigeon Flyers of Brooklyn and from the Stradivarius violin to the Wadabe tribe of Niger, West Africa.
Why did you have a desire to connect and help the coalition?
I had moved to Madison County, Marshall area, 3 years ago, and shortly after coming here, I had seen a notice that was posted in the local coffee shop, and it was about, pretty sure it was one of the Neighbors Helping Neighbors Day. So it was this little kind of photo essay that somebody had put up on the wall, and it showed them repairing the roof on somebody's trailer. And there was just something about the joy that was reflected in those photographs and the importance of neighbors that this culture has.
This is the WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week. And before we let Kevin go forward and tell us about the films that will be showing, let's go more into the event itself. Christopher, provide the details about what will be happening on October the 27th.
It will start at 6:30 and go to about 9:30, held at the Belk Auditorium on the campus of Mars Hill University. Now, that auditorium is directly across from the football field. During that time period, there should be plenty of parking in the area. We'll have signs guiding people to the front door of the auditorium. There is elevator access for folks who don't want to take the stairs. We will have out front some local artisans and some refreshments for folks to peruse before going into the event. Then promptly at 7, Kevin will get up there and maybe talk a little bit about CHC, and then the films will start. In between each film, Kevin will provide a Q&A session, inevitably tell some great stories about his experiences as a filmmaker. At 9 o'clock, when Kevin's portion is finished, we'll all be around to mingle and get to know each other and more options to shop some of the things that come from this county and support Community Housing Coalition's work in the process.
Kevin, your work has certainly been described as powerful and inspirational. So what will the audience have the chance to view at the event on the 27th?
Three films that I made for Geographic Explorer. One of them is called Way of the Wadabe, and it's about this really extraordinary culture, a nomadic tribe called the Wadabe, who live in West Central Africa in the country of Niger, just south of the Sahara Desert. The second film is called Masterpieces in Chalk, and it's about a remarkable prodigy of an artist named Kurt Wenner, who, when he was in his 20s, was working in Italy and Switzerland, on the streets of Italy and Switzerland, continuing the ancient tradition of street painting and actually taking it to a whole other level. By street painting, I mean it started in Europe, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. People who were disabled during the Napoleonic Wars would take pieces of chalk and make often crude drawings of religious figures in front of the churches in exchange for donations. Extraordinary, extraordinary pieces of art using nothing more than colored chalk. And then the third film is called The Pigeon Game, and it's about a game also from Europe, many hundreds of years old, played on the rooftops of tenement buildings, so these low, just several-story tall buildings, and mostly by working-class men. More women have gotten involved in the game, which is cool. So it's about this very, very fierce competition in which pigeons are sent from adjacent rooftops and are encouraged to mix together their flocking instinct, and then they are called back to their individual rooftop. It's kind of a dialogue between the flocking instinct and the homing instinct of these pigeons, and the point of the game is that hopefully some of your neighbor's pigeons have come back with your pigeons, and then you can capture them and make them available, usually for a ransom, at the local pigeon feed store. None of the birds are hurt. It's all in good fun. I found that really transformed the lives of a lot of young people. Kind of a classic National Geographic film in that way.
It's an evening I see as educational, artistic, eye-opening, and it's all for a good cause. October 27th, that'll be at Mars Hill University, the Community Housing Coalition of Madison County, in what's being called the first annual Autumn Evening Out. Christopher Brown, Executive Director, filmmaker Kevin Peer, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Friday Feature Interviews of the Week are also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.